The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station.
Ball. Plenty of time. Walks it to the end zone. And touchdown, Robert Woods. Second goal. Corner of the end zone. Josh Reynolds. He's got him for the touchdown. Does he ever? Mahomes to Hill. What a response. Triple play action sets up the screen for Hunt. Blockers in front. And Kareem Hunt will go right in. Taken down. Ball is loose. Picked up. Ebukam returns it for the score. Mahomes. He does it. Chris Conley. He's going to run it straight in. Jared Goff. Look who it is. Big Travis Kelce as he guns it into the crowd here at the Coliseum. Oh my, Ebukam. As he tries to work his way in and does. His second touchdown of the night. Wow. Mahomes. Winds it up, wide open is Hill. How quick was that? Third and 11. Goff, ball is out, and Allen Bailey scores. Quick to snap it, third and goal. Here comes Ford to the end zone, and it is caught by Everett. Crossing route. Goff on first down. Everett in stride. Wow! Touchdown Rams. Play action. He's going to wind it up. Downfield. A wobbler is intercepted. It is picked off. Marcus Peters, the former Chief. He escapes that. Then launches it downfield. And it's intercepted by Joyner. And smartly fallen to the ground.
It felt like a college game, is what it felt like. But it was a lot of fun. A lot of fun.
All right, if you didn't enjoy that game last night, I don't think we can be friends. Let's do this. It's a Tuesday/Friday on the Blitz.
And here we go.
December was Christmas. January was New Year. April was Easter. And the 4th of July. But now it's Thanksgiving.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on SportsMap 94.1.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And The Blitz is on for whatever hell day it is today. Welcome to the greatest show in the history of the known universe with me, Fred Fowler, the Falcon. A.J. Hoffman, the role model, Jong Lee, the bleeping master. If you want to get in, we'll take some calls. 713-780-3776 is your number. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click like, you're good to go. There's also Twitter at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at my name Jong, at Degenerates975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. And if you're so inclined, you can watch us on live stream. Just go to ESPN975.com and click on watch us on live stream, and you can do that. And this is our last day of the week, so let's have some fun. Keep your nonsense to yourself. We're not going to deal with it today.
Okay.
What's happening, Hoffman?
Sports, man. What's going on with you?
Oh, I'm in a good mood.
Are you?
That game last night was fantastic to watch. But more importantly,
plus three and a half.
Yeah. And
you got the good number.
I'll tell the story now. I made the biggest bet that I made all year on that game last night.
Oh, good for you.
It was 3.5. And I was down almost too large before last night for the weekend.
Ooh.
I'm now up $50.
There you go. Hey, good for you.
So that gives you an idea of how much I actually fired at this thing.
Good for you. Yeah. I it's funny. I was lamenting not getting 3.5, but I think I told you when we talked about this game during the week, I said, I think the Rams are the better team. I think the Rams win, but 3.5 is not, it's too much. Then by the time I wanted to play it, 3.5 didn't exist anymore.
Right.
It was 2.5 or 3 with extra juice.
Right.
And I was like, well, I'm not going to do that. No. I mean, it didn't make any sense. So I wasn't going to bet on the Chiefs. If I bet on the Rams, I would have just bet the money line. Or, you know, so it was a. I guess I'm glad I didn't play it. If I had, maybe I should have played it earlier in the week when we talked about it when it was 3.5. But yeah, I guess no regrets because I mean the number was so close to what you know. Honestly, you think about both teams missing extra point. It easily could have swung that game massively if one of those extra points isn't missed.
Right.
There's either a lot of happy people or a lot of sad people.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'm glad I stayed away, I guess, although I feel like I was right about a lot of things. I was right that I think the Rams were the better team, but I also didn't think the Rams were 3.5 points better than the Chiefs. So, I was a genius. I just didn't I didn't make $2,000 for it.
Yeah, well, it's funny because I had punched a ticket. The first ticket on Thursday when I saw the price. Mm-hmm. And then after RJ came on, I punched it again on Friday. And then I hit it again Saturday before all my college plays lost. And so I was just kind of sitting on that going, all right, well, you know what? If I'm right Monday, it's just been an interesting weekend.
Yeah.
And if I'm wrong, ouch.
Yeah.
Yeah. The kids don't get quite as nice presents.
Yeah, but, that's their problem.
Yeah. Well, that is their problem. But yeah, it was that was nice. And plus, I just enjoyed watching that game. And yeah, I do think the one thing with the Chiefs, their defense is a mess. There's no question.
Can we agree their defense is worse than the Rams' defense
by 3 points? Yeah, we can.
Okay.
I mean, although actually, the Rams scored 14 points essentially on defense.
Yeah,
so.
And they turn. I mean, Patrick Mahomes turns it over 5 times.
Yeah, and
so I think I mean, obviously, in that kind of a game, it's hard to say defense played great. But the Rams' defense played pretty well.
Pace
has a lot more to do with why the score got to where it was than anything. Pace of play.
Right.
Both these teams run a lot of plays early in the clock. I mean, it's just, at some point, it's not necessarily as simple as, well, it's a high-scoring game. Both defenses sucked.
Right.
I don't think that was the case.
No, as good as they are, though, I think we saw the one thing that will get the Chiefs if you get to the playoffs and he starts turning the ball over like that against a team that plays at a slower pace, you won't see 54-51, but that's what could get him.
Yeah.
And, yeah, that's the thing. The Rams.
Well, and Aaron Donald is also, I mean, a freak.
He's insane. That guy is just amazing. And, I mean, that it's over. Defensive player of the year. Yeah.
And done. What's funny is if Drew Brees weren't doing what he was doing, I mean, you could argue Aaron Donald for MVP of the league.
Yeah, you could.
Because the other two guys in the conversation right now are Patrick Mahomes, who, despite throwing 6 touchdowns last night, I still think went stock down because he had 5 turnovers.
Yeah. Or at least same. I mean, I don't think he went up.
Yeah.
He certainly didn't go up. But
Todd Gurley had his worst game of the season last night. So, which, I mean, it's all relative. It's still a pretty decent day, and apparently he's banged up a little bit. But, it was weird because I wanted to be like, man, maybe Aaron Donald should be the MVP. But it's hard to argue against Drew Brees right now, especially when you think about the fact that he's never won one, and which is almost criminal.
It is criminal.
But
you look at the years.
He's got to be the front runner.
You look at the years he didn't win, and I think we did this a couple months ago.
It makes sense that he hasn't won one, but it's just hard to believe.
But I think he's clearly the front runner right now. But, man, that was so much fun. It was like watching Madden or playing Madden, because those are the kind of games I play on Madden. They're all 54-51. I usually lose, but, you know.
Yeah, that's all right.
Yeah, but I think the interesting part for me was that the Rams defense came up with just enough plays to turn the game. And I think these are just two really good football teams that – I'd love to see that. I'd love to see that Super Bowl, frankly. I think it would be a little different. I don't think you'd see 105 points.
Right.
But I think, you know, although I'm pretty sure the Saints could do the same thing.
Probably.
They're really good, too. So, but that to
the
me.
The Saints don't work as fast as those other teams. And both those teams.
They score fast, but they don't play as fast.
Right.
Yeah.
the weird thing was I thought last night both teams would try to slow the game down a little bit because I didn't think either team wanted to get into this boat race type of game, which apparently they both did.
Yeah.
They were both willing to embrace it.
Let's track meet it.
But I told, remember I told you earlier in the week, I was like, man, I'm thinking about doing something crazy and betting the under on this game, which I'm glad I didn't. But
yeah. I know a few people who did and I don't blame them. I don't blame the thought process there.
I just thought there would be a lot more running the football than there was. Because I would think, okay, they want to get their defense some rest. They're going to try to run some clock. And God, even when the Rams go up 13-0, they're still not willing to run the ball. The Rams are up late, trying to run out the clock, and they're still throwing on every down. You have the best running back in the world. The Chiefs were no different when they were up.
Yeah,
they've got a top five running back in the world. They didn't want to give it to him. It was just. It's like they all forgot that they have these running backs, and they were like, we gotta score as many points as possible as quickly as possible, and that means chucking the ball around, which, you know, I mean, I guess at the end of the day, the Rams can't have any regrets about it because it worked.
Yeah.
But
although it could have easily backfired.
It could have.
If they don't get those defensive touchdowns.
It would have backfired.
Yeah.
And I think, man, that when there was like a minute 40 left in the game, the Rams get the ball back. And they somehow run 15 seconds off the clock and then have to punt it away again. I was like, because when they scored their touchdown, I said, oh, they scored too fast.
Yep.
And then they get a turnover, and I'm like, okay, now game they're just going to run the clock out. But they didn't run the ball. So they give the Chiefs another chance with like a minute left on the – or minute something left. I was like, how do you get in that position and not like – not make them burn up all their timeouts or, I mean, just grind off a minute and a half of clock with that drive. It was just very odd.
And it's funny because as much as we beat up Bill O'Brien for his late game management,
mm-hmm.
that was pretty bad.
Yeah.
There was no reason for you to have to give that ball back.
Agreed.
And, you know, fortunately they got the interception, but with that team, you don't want to give them the ball back in that situation.
No way.
They could easily get the winning touchdown and game over and you've lost. So, I'm with you. I don't understand what the hell they were thinking there, but they got away with the win and just a hell of a game. That one finally lived up to the hype.
Yeah.
And I love how I'm reading all these stories today about, oh, Vegas got killed by the over. Poor Vegas. I'm so sad.
They got killed by the over?
Yeah, apparently the over was everybody just hammered.
They'll
it.
Do okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Unless they sell one of those nice casinos of theirs to make up for the loss.
I think they're all right.
I think they'll be fine.
They could have set it at 100 and still would have lost.
Yeah. That was crazy.
Well, there's a lot of old ladies, you know, doing those slot machines that'll probably pay for their losses. All right, we're going to take a quick break. Don't go anywhere. It is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and Sports Map 94.1.
Listening to ESPN 97.5. ESPN 97.5. And SportsMap 94.1.
I don't know about you guys, but I've got a few days off coming up, and you know what I think I might do with them?
Lions Poker Palace.
Yes, sir. And this place is fantastic. If you haven't been, you need to go. All you got to do is mention ESPN. You get 3 hours of free play for cash. They've got tournaments all over the place this weekend. Every weekend, $30,000 in guarantees in their tournaments. That's just amazing. And, I mean, there's really good players there. It's just a fun place to go. And George and Najib run such a cool room. Great food. Tournament tonight at 6:30. And just get on that Facebook page, and you can see the tournament schedule.
Yeah, they keep it all tracked right there. And, man, this place is indeed a palace. Got a Vegas-style atmosphere. It's arguably the greatest room in Houston. I mean, it is just a beauty to behold. And you, like I say, you won't know how great it is until you see it. Once you go into this place, you're going to be like, okay, now I see what they were talking about. Because you can look at pictures online and you can hear us tell you how great it is. But until you walk into Lions Poker Palace, we can't do it justice. So go in, check them out. First, check them out on Facebook. See when they've got a tournament that you want to play. They've got all different types of tournaments. Or if you want to play cash, they've always got cash going on. And then stop in 6134 Richmond Avenue in Houston. Tons of TVs, fantastic food, great environment. You're going to love it. At 6134 Richmond Avenue for Lions Poker Palace. Sports.
live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on SportsMap 94.1.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN is your number. I'm not sure that we're going to see another game this year that is as much fun as that one was last night.
That was good.
I mean, my goodness. I love, though, that there were so many little plays that could have turned it either way. It was like it really was. Somebody texted in earlier. It's like watching a standard Oklahoma game. It's pretty much what it was.
Yeah.
Up and down the field. The difference was you had some plays being made on defense that impacted the game, but it's so amazing to watch teams like that, and then we have to sit here and watch the Texans, and it's like why can't they run some of those plays? Why isn't O'Brien sitting there with his DVR saying, "Hey, you know what? I think we should try this play.
Yeah.
It might work."
Yeah,
but nope. You know, we have our system. So, FBQ says Texans versus Titans will be more amazing than yesterday's game. I'm going to go with no.
Yeah, I'm guessing not.
If by amazing you mean boring?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mediocre?
Yeah. So a couple other things that I wanted to get to from that. But, let's talk a little baseball for a second, because I saw the name that I've been hoping to see linked to the Astros in trade talks.
Paul Goldschmidt?
Yeah, that the Astros and Cardinals in on him.
Yeah.
Man, that would be a game changer. To me, that would turn that offense into, well, the Red Sox offense.
Yeah.
And theoretically, I think they'll work out the pitching. I'm not too worried about that. I have a feeling that Luno will make something happen there. But, man, if you can get Paul Goldschmidt, put that guy behind, you put him in the four slot, you move Correa to five, my goodness, your offense is so much better.
Oh, I think so too. But I think you could honestly, I mean, I would bat him third,
yeah,
or even second. But yeah, there it could definitely change the way the lineup looks, the way it's approached, and I think it would give, especially a guy like Altuve, more protection, because you can't. That was the problem last year for Altuve. That's why. And listen, I'm not trying to act like Altuve had a garbage season. He just had a down Altuve season. Obviously he was really good,
yeah,
but he didn't play at the level he did in his MVP campaign because Carlos Correa was no threat behind him. And when Carlos Correa was there that season and he was cracking the ball, teams couldn't throw garbage to Altuve. They had to go after him because they didn't want him on base. And then Carlos Correa knocking him in. When Correa went when he got hurt, and then when he came back and wasn't Carlos Correa, teams didn't have to give Altuve great pitches to hit.
No,
and they didn't. And yeah. And Goldschmidt, I believe, is one of the three or four best hitters in baseball. You know, maybe five if you want to go deep. But he is, when you've got a guy like him and a guy like Altuve in the same lineup and presumably back to back, there's no nonsense there. You've got to go after one of those guys, and particularly Goldschmidt is a guy that can punish you with power. So
well,
you
imagine the homers he would hit at Minute Maid?
That's what I'm saying. So I think that makes Altuve more likely the guy that they're going to pitch more aggressively to, which means Altuve hits back in the, you know, he's getting back up at those 340s, 350s where he belongs. That just sounds so ridiculous to say that, but
yeah, but, you know,
but it, that's what he's proven
his,
he can.
That's
do.
What his career is. Yeah,
yeah.
But yeah, I that would be awesome, and I'll give up whatever prospect you want for him.
Any of them. I don't care.
I know the Astros are loving them some Forrest Whitley and all that, but if it took Kyle Tucker to get the guy, it's okay. Kyle Tucker might be that guy someday. I got him now while he is that guy. I would make that trade in a heartbeat.
Yeah, I'm with you. Because they're, especially with Kyle Tucker, and this is why, I mean, would you say Kyle Tucker's stock is higher now or higher this time last year?
Oh, this time last year.
Because no doubt.
Because we got a chance to see him a little bit.
We saw him, and he wasn't as advertised. And not to say that he'll never be that good, but he wasn't that good when we saw him, which lowers his stock. And You know, these prospects, I always say this, they're the most valuable before anybody gets to see them against major league competition. But, you know, when they're mowing down AAA guys,
yeah,
they're crushing AAA pitching, that's when prospects are at their most valuable. Once they're exposed to the major leagues, and everybody's going to have time, there's going to be an adjustment period in the major leagues. Tucker never adjusted last year. He just never got better, which is why he didn't last. But Whitley, his stock is higher now than it will be once he gets to the major leagues. And it, I mean, I'm not to say that he'll never, you know, re-improve it, but it's doubtful that Forrest Whitley's just going to come up and have a 2.5 ERA and just mow down pitching year one. It's extremely rare.
When you talk about value, I mean, that the guy is considered by a lot of places to be the best pitching prospect in baseball.
Yes.
Your value is not going to go higher than that unless you come up to the big leagues and totally dominate, which I would say
it could happen.
It could.
It's just unlikely.
Yeah, but
at least that early. You know who was previously the top major league pitching prospect? Julio Urias. You remember that the kid for the Dodgers with the crazy eye and the goggles? He was like the best prospect in the whole wide world. Came up and had some good success, but injuries, and next thing you know, he's pitching out of the bullpen in the playoffs. Like, okay. And not to say that Julio Urias isn't going to be good, because he's like, what, 22 years old. Still got a lot to offer. But there was a time when he was considered the future best pitcher in the world, which that's what you presume when you, right. when you think of the number one pitching prospect. That means this guy is eventually going to be the best pitcher in baseball.
Yeah, or certainly in the top three or four.
Right. And I don't know that anyone's thinking of Julio Urias as that anymore. I think people still think he can be a really nice starter. I still think he can be a really nice starter. But I don't think anybody's thinking now Julio Urias is going to be better than Clayton Kershaw. I doubt that that's the case.
Yeah, and especially remember how bad Bregman was when he started. Yeah, he was. Oh, he was terrible.
Like 0 for his first 1 million. And, I mean, it was a disaster.
And yeah, I that doesn't mean Tucker can't play, but even if Tucker can play, you giving me Goldschmidt now? See ya.
It's
because
like I say
you
all
might
along.
You might hope that Tucker becomes Paul Goldschmidt.
Fred, do you remember when we talked about how many players we would take? This was like two and a half years ago. How many players would we take right now over, like, would we trade away Carlos Correa for? And at the time, my list was a little bit longer than other people's, but on my list was Nolan Arenado. And everybody was like, are you crazy? And Nolan Arenado, he hit like 45 home runs that year and hit like 320 or 330. I was like, and he's maybe the best defensive player in the league. I said, this is all stuff that you hope Carlos Correa can turn into. With Nolan Arenado, that's what he is. Yeah. I know he's that. Paul Goldschmidt is an elite baseball player, an elite major league superstar. Could Kyle Tucker turn into that? Sure. But like I always say, flip the coin. I don't know.
Yeah.
You know,
he might also be Derek Fisher.
He could be Derek Singleton. Jonathan Singleton. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a... You know, there was a time when Singleton and Springer, remember, these were the two guys.
Yeah.
This was the future of Astros baseball. One of them's a player. I don't know if the other one's even in professional baseball anymore. That, I mean, that's how off these prospect rankings are sometimes. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, and I honestly think people thought that George Springer would be a better player than what he's turned out to be at that time. You know, like when he was his prospect, everybody was like, oh, this guy is like he's going to be one of the top 5 to 10 players in the league, which he's not. So it's just such a gamble.
Jonathan Lee Singleton is an American professional baseball first baseman who is a free agent. He played in Major League Baseball for the Houston Astros in 2014 and 15. So
that's the last he's played professionally.
On November 19, 2016, he was placed on outright waivers by the Astros. He cleared waivers and was assigned to Fresno. He played the 2017 season with the Corpus Christi Hooks and led all minor leaguers with 500 or more plane appearances.
Okay.
May 21, 2018, he was released by the organization while serving a 100-game suspension in the final year of his contract.
And hasn't signed with anyone else?
No.
So he's not in professional baseball as of now?
At the moment, no.
Okay.
100 games for weed.
Well, it's a second
offense.
Yeah,
yeah, I know, but I'm just saying.
Like, it's like we say with Josh Gordon. At some point, it's like, dude, how important is weed to you? Is it worth your multi-million dollar a year job? Man, no, it's not. I like weed too. But if it was like, okay, we're going to give you $10 million a year and you can't smoke weed, okay. It's
yeah.
a deal.
Yeah.
You know?
All right. We're going to take a quick break. Don't go anywhere. It is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and Sports Map 94.1.
We know what to say.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5. And Sports Map 94.1. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on Sports Map 94.1.
Here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. And this guy that I follow that does a show on Sirius, he tweeted out the list of the world's highest paid women in music in 2018.
Ooh.
Number one on the list, Katy Perry, $83 million.
Okay.
That's good, huh?
That wouldn't have been my guess.
What would have been your guess?
I think my guess would have been Taylor Swift.
Number two at 80.
Okay.
So if you could have just gotten $3 million more for her, she'd be number one.
Okay. Let me throw some more at you that I would think are up there. Lady Gaga.
Number five at $50 million.
That's Lord.
Beyonce?
Yeah, Beyonce.
Number three at $60 million.
I mean, I know like Britney Spears is still probably in the top 10.
Number 10, okay. $30 million.
Rihanna.
Rihanna, number 7, 37.5.
I'm good at this.
You guys are doing really well with this.
We know what pop music.
Oh, yes. Mm. Do you think J-Lo's washed?
No, I don't think she would be up there. This is just music sales?
Yeah.
Hmm. I was gonna guess J-Lo.
So yes or no on J-Lo?
Wait, how many do we have? The top what?
We've got 1, 2, 3.
Is this the top 10 list?
Yeah.
I'll guess J-Lo. It's got to be.
She's
in the top
number
10.
6, 47 million.
Really?
Okay. Yeah.
How dare you, John?
So far.
Respect J-Lo.
Katy Perry, 1, 83. Taylor Swift, 2. Beyonce, 3. Rihanna, 7. J-Lo, 6. And Britney Spears, 10.
And so Lady Gaga, 5, right?
Lady Gaga, 5, yes.
Okay.
Forgot you got her.
So we're missing number 4, number 8, and number 9.
Yeah. Number 8, I admit, I've never heard of.
Okay. What about Pink?
Pink is number 4. $52 million.
Okay. I'm getting to that point. What, who's the girl that does Sunday Night Football?
Carrie Underwood?
Carrie Underwood.
Not on the list.
Ooh.
So we're down to 2, right? 8 and 9?
Yeah.
The hint I will give you, 9 makes sense, but it, because...
Is Ariana Grande on that list?
No.
Wow.
What's that, that really crappy girl rapper?
Iggy Azalea?
Yeah.
Nope.
Cardi B, though?
Nope. Mm. Well, I'll give them to you, because I don't think you'll ever guess them. Celine Dion is number 9, which...
Oh, wow.
Yeah,
she's probably doing Vegas or
right,
something.
Right, that Vegas thing of hers, and that's the one I was kind of saying... But number 8, I have to admit, I've never heard of Helene Fisher.
Oh, I don't know who that is.
I don't know who that is.
Nobody knows who that is?
No, I would have never guessed.
Okay, I don't feel so stupid. But she made $32 million last year. Whoever she is.
Let's see. Helene Fisher is a Russian German singer. Oh, she's doesn't sing in English. That's why.
Oh, okay.
She sings in German.
All right. Well, that explains it.
She's like a
David
Hasselhoff.
I was going to feel really stupid. Oh, yeah, she did this and this and this. I can't believe you don't know who she is. So
you may have remember her from her 2013 album, Farbenspiel.
Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah.
That's good. I'm a big fan of Farbenspiel.
Maybe 2009's So Wie Ich Bin.
I must have missed that one.
Yeah.
Ich Bin. Oh, I hope those things aren't like profanity and we've just cussed in German over
here. No, I took a year of German in high school. Oh, okay. I'm pretty sure those are safe things.
Tracy asked college lines today. We'll do NFL at 5 and we'll do college at 6 since we're not going to have our usual preview shows later in the week.
And Jerome is on vacation, so he's
no Jerome.
Yeah.
All right. Well, listen, this is our last show of the week. We're going to give you our best. We're going balls to the wall here.
I'm in. Let's do it.
And we've got beer?
Yeah. Yeah. I brought some beer.
We're going to make it. We're going to be just fine.
I brought some really potent beer.
Yeah.
I will add that. But
our ABV we're working with here.
Yeah.
Let's see. 12.9%.
That's
lightweight.
Yeah, that's other one. Amateur stuff. That one's like 17, right?
16.3.
Yeah. I remember when we had Jong drink one of those one time.
Should we make Jong chug this one?
He should at least participate in this one. I kind of brought.
I am not chugging that.
Come on, Jong.
I kind of brought these for. Beer. I kind of brought these for all of us, but we got selfish with the.
It's tiny.
The first one. So. Yeah, we. I went by a Specs today on the way in, and I saw both of these beers, which I like both of them a lot, and they're not that easy to find. So I went ahead and grabbed them. Said, "Hey, let's
make it a party."
Yeah, because it's our last show of the week, and I am looking forward to my time. Well, tomorrow's not going to really be a day off because I've got a lot of.
I thought the whole point of tomorrow was
a day off. Well, I'm off the show, but okay. I've got a lot of sports map stuff to do. But as of 3 o'clock tomorrow, I'm cutting it all off.
Okay,
everything's done. And then, so anybody who sends me anything after 3 o'clock, as I made very clear in my email, it ain't getting posted. Because I'm not looking at sports map. I'm not going to be looking at work. I'm not doing anything for a couple of days. Not until Sunday. That's it. I'm taking a break. I need it. I need to have some fun. And I was telling you, I think Friday we're going to bike around to some different breweries and have their, because everybody sort of trots out their barrel aged
on Black Friday.
Yeah, so I think we're gonna bike around and do that. That'll be a lot of fun. And then Sunday we're gonna go watch the Grey Cup at the Maple Leaf.
Who's in the Grey Cup?
Calgary and Ottawa again.
Ottawa. Man, I thought the Tie Cats were playing well.
They were, but they were unable. Ottawa just kicked their ass.
They ran into a juggernaut.
Yeah,
huh?
And so unfortunately,
any of those guys have John Manziel on the team?
No. No, he wound up in Montreal.
Any of them have Vince Young?
No. He was Saskatchewan.
Any of them have Brett Favre?
No.
Any of them have Johnny Unitas? Roger Staubach? Joe Namath?
Aren't they all dead except for Namath? Is Staubach dead?
I don't think he's dead.
No, I think he's still alive.
Yeah.
I know Johnny U's dead.
He's dead.
No, Calgary has Bo Levi Mitchell, who is from Katy. And played at SMU and then Eastern Washington.
Yeah.
Really good player. And, but yeah, Manziel was with Montreal. And, of course, the Rough Riders lost 2 weeks ago. That was depressing.
Yeah, it's rough.
But they should have been there. This was their year, except their quarterbacks got killed, as usual. So, but it'll be fine. We like going there because everybody shows up, all the Canadians, and it's a fun time.
That's why I don't want to go.
I kind of like Canadians. They're good people.
I know you do. Hmm.
A32 asks, is there such a thing as biking while intoxicated? I've done that, yes.
But it's not illegal.
I'm pretty sure it is.
I mean, public intoxication is illegal.
But I'm not gonna get drunk. We just have like one beer at each place, and there's a pretty good gap in between.
And there's 72 places. No big deal.
No, we're going to three places, I think. Four is my max.
And when you say we have one beer, you have one beer, but you might have four or five pours of it.
No. Well, the first place we're going to go, they have about five flavors I want to try.
They have variants.
Yeah, so that one will probably be a little different, and then I'll have one at the others. But, and if I wind up feeling like I shouldn't be biking around, we usually stop and go get some food or something.
Okay.
But that'll be fun. Is there a Goose Island Bourbon County Stout coming out this year?
Yes, there is.
Yep. So.
Black Friday.
Yeah, I there's a part of me that wants to go wait in line at Specs and load up. And I know both of us have done that before.
Oh, yeah.
But.
Well, they said the Specs this year, apparently Specs downtown, they released a bunch of stuff today, a bunch of barrel-aged stuff. So you can just go in now and pick up some good beers if you don't want to deal with the hassle of Black Friday. The only thing they're releasing on Black Friday is the Bourbon County stuff. Hmm. So.
Yeah, and that's on the way home, so. I might swing by there.
Yeah.
Pick up a few things.
I follow them on Twitter, and they put out a pretty good list today.
Have they released the Black Ops? Usually that comes out this week.
I didn't see anything. I didn't see a tweet about it.
That is one of my favorites, and it's aged in bourbon barrels and then in champagne barrels. Of course, it's like, $26 a bottle?
Right.
But it looks like a wine bottle, and you don't drink more than one of those.
No.
and usually what I'll do is I'll just put the cork back in it, and it's a 2 or 3 session thing, like drinking wine.
Yeah.
But usually that comes out this week, so I may swing by and see if they have that on my way to the Rockets.
Are you? Oh, that's me
setting you up. Yes.
God, I'm such a I'm such a
come on, man.
I should have known. I mean, I was like, he didn't tell me he was going to the Rockets game. Where did that come from?
It came from trying to set you up, so it'd be a nice, smooth transition. Instead, you know, that's like I'm.
Well, and the Rockets don't even play tonight. It's like Wednesday, right?
Yeah, but that's where you should have gone. Said, well, you're going to be alone, but you can go this day.
Yeah,
see, there's a thousand ways you could have caught that pass and taken it to the end zone instead of just letting it sail through your hands.
All right, guys. Well, that's not the way it's gonna work. I mean, there's no game tonight at Toyota Center. So if you go tonight, you're going to be like, hey, what's going on here? Where's the what's the deal? Why aren't the Rockets here? We heard on the show. Nope, you didn't hear that here. You didn't hear it from us. What they are doing, however, is on Wednesday night, they've got a big game, and they want you to be a part of it. And they're making it easy for you. Thanksgiving special. Blake Griffin and the Pistons are coming to town, and the Rockets want to get you out there and get you a good deal. Take advantage of the Rockets Thanksgiving special presented by Rocket. 2 tickets, 2 hot dogs, 2 bottles of beer, water, or soda. And packages starting as low as $59. The first 3,000 fans are going to receive a Rockets jersey key phone ring presented by Rocket. Go to Rockets.com to secure your Thanksgiving special today. That's Rockets.com for tickets. And while you're there, do some holiday shopping for the Rockets fan in your life. That's Rockets v. Pistons tomorrow night. That Rockets Thanksgiving special presented by Rocket. 2 tickets, 2 dogs, 2 beer, water, or soda as low as $59. Rockets.com for tickets today.
I'm Glenn Davis. Join me tonight for all things soccer, the world's game. Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5, 7 and 9 p.m.
Speaking of Soccer Matters and Glenn Davis. Okay, 448, well done. Soccer Matters and host Glenn Davis will be broadcasting live today from Advantage BMW in Midtown from 7 to 9 p.m. But get there early for the pre-show party with drinks, food, and a great raffle for BMW premiums, jackets, hats, etc., plus a $1,300 bicycle. I need to swing by here on the way home. Soccer Matters t-shirts, mugs, and bracelets will be on sale with 50% going to the Curing Children's Cancer Fund. And, of course, you can check out all the amazing BMW vehicles. 5 to 9 tonight, Advantage BMW Midtown. Glenn Davis.
This is your Helen Fisher.
Dude, is it wrong of me that she sounds sexy as hell?
It's called Hezbeben.
Oh, yeah. I've heard this one.
Do you know what she's saying?
No. I know, like, Ich habe Schnupfen means I have the sniffles. Kanvier Eisessen means let's go get some ice cream, or I want some ice cream, something like that. I didn't pay much attention.
I know what Hefeweizen means.
So I was, German was, I had to take a third year of foreign language to graduate, but Spanish 2 was pretty hard. And I was like, man, I don't want to be dealing with Spanish 3 my senior year. That's a hard class. You know, I don't need the hassle of it. So I took German 1. So I was in the classroom with a bunch of freshmen and sophomores. And
crushed it.
Yeah. I mean, I got by.
Yeah.
I got by. And I had our teacher was named Frau Craik. And first of all, like, the girl I dated most of my senior year was in that class. So that helped.
Yeah.
But she used to, the Frau Craik used to let us do, she used to let us play this game called volleyball. Apparently it's kind of like volleyball, but it's in like a squash court.
Yeah, I've heard of that. Yeah.
And she loved this game. So like basically one night a week she would have, if you came out and played in some pickup games of volleyball, you would get extra credit. And I was like, I can do that. Yeah. I can make time on a Wednesday night you know, to get a little bit stoned and go play volleyball for
that
2 hours.
That actually sounds fun. Get stoned, you know, and play volleyball. I may do that tonight.
So so Lamont is saying specifically, so Lamont got mad, or I don't know if he got mad. He basically accused me of just trying to fire people up last night when I said Aaron Donald's the best player in the league, which I really believe Aaron Donald's the best football player in the league. Like if I could only have one football player, that's the guy I want. There's no other guys like him, is why.
Yeah,
I would
still take a quarterback to start with if we're starting a team.
Totally
but,
fair.
But take that out of the equation. I don't know that I would argue with you too much. I mean, I think he's pretty amazing. There's no question.
So he thought I was just trying to get people charged up, but I don't think they're first of all, if I were trying to get people charged up, I would say that while somebody on the Texans is maybe in that conversation, which there's no one in that conversation.
Oh, you would have thrown something in like Aaron Donald, it would eat J.J. Watt's soul. He's 10 times the player Watt
is. I mean, can we agree? There's no debate that Aaron Donald is a better player than J.J. Watt today.
Absolutely.
Okay. Yeah. That's all, so there's no, I'm not trying to.
I mean, not now. I mean, it's not a huge gap. JJ's playing great, but he's better. I don't think there's any doubt about that.
Well, this conversation we had with J.J. Watt when he put up 20 sacks.
J.J. Watt was on a 2-14 football team.
Yeah.
That's the bait.
They were 9-7 the year. No, you're right. They were 2-14 that year.
But everyone was having the conversation of J.J. Watt is the best player in football.
Which was completely reasonable to have that discussion.
Yeah, which is why this is reasonable.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But the difference is, I mean, the Rams have lost one game. So you know, to say that, and I don't think he wins the MVP. I don't. But especially because there's just so many fantastic offensive players.
Yeah.
And I don't know if a defensive player will ever win the MVP again, because it's...
Yeah, if Watt wasn't going to win it that year.
But again, Watt played on a bad team.
Yeah.
If the Texans had finished 14-2 and Watt did this, had the season he had,
even if they're 10-6 or 11-5,
he's in that discussion, right?
He was in the discussion. He finished second,
right? So I think he wins that if he's on an elite team. Aaron Donald is a dominant player. He's got 13.5 sacks now. He had 11 all of last year when he won Defensive Player of the Year. I mean, he's on pace for 20 sacks, and he's playing on a team that's lost one game.
Yeah.
So, and let's face it, and Lamont said specifically, if you remove Donald from the Rams, are they still 9-1? He says, I believe they are. I believe absolutely they aren't, because without Aaron Donald, they lose that game last night.
Yeah.
He had 2 strip sacks recovered for touchdowns. I mean,
that was just
had a phenomenal night. And now.
Yeah, they don't win that game without him last night.
Again,
no question.
Now, if you want to say who had a better season, Aaron Donald this year or J.J. Watt in what year was that, 2015? Is that the
14? The Texans were 9-7.
Yeah,
were they?
Yeah, yeah. But they missed the playoffs.
They missed the playoffs.
Right?
Yes,
that's why he didn't win. If they'd made the playoffs, that was my argument. Was if they make the playoffs, if he gets them to the playoffs with those numbers, he should be MVP.
But they didn't make the playoffs that year.
Yeah, the 2-14 year, he had a good year, but it wasn't like that.
I stand corrected. I think that you can argue that. I honestly don't know that I'd argue that J.J. Watt had a better season that year than Aaron Donald is having this year. My point is, now Aaron Donald's doing this on a great team, and Aaron Donald's last year he was the best defensive player in the league. This year he's way better than that. Like, he's just getting better and better every year. And granted, he's got some good players around him too. Having Ndamukong Suh stand right next to you every night, that helps.
Yeah.
You know, having Marcus Peters in the backfield, that helps.
Well, it kind of helps JJ having Jadeveon Clowney on the other side.
No doubt.
Having those safeties behind you.
He didn't have Jadeveon Clowney the year that he went off.
No,
he
didn't. I mean, I think he did, but Clowney didn't play much, if I remember right. I don't know. I'm old and I drink a lot.
So I understand what Lamont's saying, that, you know, it's laughable that that JJ didn't win, but JJ didn't make the playoffs that year. Had JJ won the MVP, I don't think there would have been much of a boo-hoo about it by anybody. But it's just, the reason we talked about it so much was because, will they give the MVP to someone who's on a team that didn't make the playoffs? Like, if you're not valuable enough to get your team to the playoffs, how valuable are you?
Right.
Which, we had that discussion this year in baseball about Mike Trout. And baseball is obviously a much different scenario than football. I mean, baseball is willing to give it out willy-nilly just to whoever's got the best stats. But in baseball also, most players have the same kind of stats, home runs, batting average, RBI, things like that. Whereas obviously a quarterback and a defensive end are going to have way different stats. I just think that Aaron Donald, at his age, to be as good as he is already, I don't know. I mean, I understand a quarterback's more important. Like, I get that. But I don't know that there's a better football player in the league right now than Aaron Donald.
I don't think that's a ridiculous statement by any stretch.
Like, does he impacts games significantly more than any non-quarterback. We can agree to that, right?
Well, maybe the guy running the ball on the other side.
Todd Gurley?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe.
I'll hear it, but my goodness.
I'm sorry. I'm scrolling through pictures of Helene Fisher.
Oh, here. Come on, Fred.
Well, she's not really that attractive. But, dude, that voice, I'm down.
Yeah.
I mean, she's okay. Yeah, is that wrong of me? I think that's sexy.
I mean, you love anybody who doesn't speak English.
Well,
like that turns you on.
I do find that attractive.
Accents and
yes, I find that attractive.
Broken English, you're aroused by that because you feel like
I make no bones about it.
You can probably fool them.
Yeah. So. That sounds good to me. Yeah, I don't know. Lamont's saying they did make the playoffs. I honestly don't remember.
I thought they did not.
I thought they missed the playoffs.
Well, if they made the playoffs, then I stand corrected. I was almost sure they did.
Yeah, well, I do remember them putting him in on offense in the playoffs.
Yeah.
I guess that
may have been that year. God, all these years are running together.
I know. And the thing is, especially when it comes to Texans, you can pretty much just say, oh, I remember when they were 9-7, yeah. And it's every year. Oh, well.
No, in 2014, they did not.
Okay.
2015, they went 9-7, won the division. JJ had 17.5 sacks, and I think that's when they lost to the Chiefs.
Right?
So he had a great year, but not the same year he had in 2015.
Exactly.
So the year that he finished second in the MVP voting, they missed the playoffs, right?
Yes, 2014, he had 20.5 sacks, and he also, 2015 is when they put him on.
2014 was when he was second in MVP voting.
Yes, and that's when he had like 3 touchdowns.
That's when Aaron Rodgers won the MVP.
Yeah, yeah. Which, yeah. I don't know. It is funny how little I remember about some of these Texan seasons because some of them are just so boring.
Yeah, because in 2014, he had a pick six that went 80 yards. He had 10 pass deflections. He had 4 forced fumbles. And
he scored. Didn't he score a touchdown as a tight end there?
Yes, he has 3 receiving touchdowns that season. Hmm. Or 3 combined, receiving and rushing.
Hmm. So the year that he had 20 sacks, 5 touchdowns, didn't make the playoffs. The next year, they did. Correct?
Yes.
Okay.
Either way, this is
I don't know.
This is a big mess that only Dirt Free can clean up.
Thank you.
Wow.
They would. Dirt Free Carpet Cleaning, of course. Listen, you can still get that fall special. I know a lot of you, if you're like me, you're going to have people at your house over the holidays, and there's probably kids there that don't give a damn about your house, and they're going to throw mashed potatoes on your floor and on your rug, and they're going to ruin your stuff. Well, no problem. Get Dirt Free Carpet Cleaning's fall special. 3 rooms of carpet or tile cleaned for just $100. And they're going to throw in a free speed dry. Nowadays, people like to have those lighter colored fabrics. And they do look nice until they get dirty. Then they look beat up. 3 rooms of carpet or tile cleaned for $100. Dirt Free will do that. 281 Dirt Free. Go chemical free with Dirt Free. They're not using soaps. They're not using dirt attracting chemicals that are bad for you, bad for your kids, bad for your pets. They've been doing this for 30 years with the best technology in the game. Cleaning upholstery, floors, oriental rugs, even your air ducts. Call them right now, 281 Dirt Free. Tell them you heard it here on ESPN 97.5. 3 rooms of carpet or tile clean for just $100. It's 281 Dirt Free, 281-347-8373 for Dirt Free Carpet.
Yeah.
ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1.